Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. On today's show, we talk with Claire Woodworth. She is the Panorama FFA president.
So, judging from the Panorama Facebook page, I think your chapter is wrapped up maybe with the fruit and other food sales you did this fall. How did those all go?
They went pretty well, actually. We were expecting to have a few bumps in the road because of COVID, and we have a smaller chapter this year, but they actually went off pretty well, which is surprising for all the obstacles that we had.
Did the pandemic have much an effect on how those sales are usually held?
It did, because we did this year where we could do an online option where people could order online, so they didn't have to have people come and like come into contact with them and stuff. So that went pretty well. And we also had kids who would go have to be in quarantine, so they couldn't sell as much. So we had to be a little more lenient on when we could turn stuff in and all that stuff. But it, all in all, it went pretty well.
The chapter added Zips Pizza into that. Was that good add-in?
Yes, it definitely was. It brought in a lot of sales this year, which is what we needed.
How do these proceeds from the fall fundraisers help the chapter?
They help us do activities throughout our year. Like, they help pay for us to go to state convention. They help us pay for the community service projects that we do throughout the year. And they help us buy new things, such as, like, the forklift that we bought that we use almost every day in the shop. So it helps go to proceeds for us so we can give back to the community.
So what have been some big projects or focuses that the chapter has had this semester?
We're planning on doing our Meals for the Home Front again, like we do every year starting in December, which is where we do meals for 8 or 10 families over Christmas break. So we plan on continuing to do that this year. And we're also continuing to do we're going to start our toiletry drive and our 3C's coat drive all this winter. So we've got some big things coming up.
How are you guys having these drives and everything? How are they going to be different, you think, from years past?
They'll definitely be different because we'll have to sanitize everything. If we get donations, we'll probably have to, like, sanitize them all before we give them out to anybody. And we'll have to be extra cautious with, like, when we do our food drive with giving it to people and making sure, like, we're all safe and making sure they're all safe and making sure that no one gets exposed or anything. So it'll definitely be different.
The, like, coat and, I don't know, gloves, is that all happening in December?
Yes.
All right. So for that, are you guys seeking donations from the public for that?
Yes, and they can be dropped off at the school. We have, there'll be like the coat rack that says Panorama FFA coat drive and stuff like that.
Do you know if there's any like specific age group or item that 3Cs are really looking for this year?
I think just the regular like mittens, hats, coats, scarves, all those things that can be used.
I was reading on the Facebook page that you guys were working on, that you guys were using some of the school grounds to grow hay and do some other stuff. Would you like to share more about that?
Yes. Well, we just started that about a month ago. So we started, like, I think we share the hay lot or the hay field with someone, but it hasn't really, we haven't really had it for very long, so we don't really know, like, what all's going on with it.
Were there plans, let's say, trips, activities, or events so far this semester that the chapter didn't get to participate in because of COVID-19?
Yes, there has been. Like, National Convention, it was moved to virtual, so we didn't get to, well, we did participate. Mr. Hanmeister had it set up so where we could all watch it online, and we made it kind of a chapter activity where we just got to sit and we got to watch all the sessions that were on, but we didn't get to go to Indianapolis like we usually do. And there was, like, soils judging, but it was a lot different because we had to all spread out and not be, like, near each other like we usually are. But other than that, I don't know what else will change, but I'm sure district contests and sub-districts will be different too, because those are coming up.
Have you yourself been prepping for it, doing any career development events?
Yes, I'm doing prepared public speaking, so I am working on that, working on getting my speech memorized. I just have a rough draft of it, but it's what FFA means to me and like what it means as a whole.
Has there been, like, other groups or other members you've seen that are, you know, still preparing for CDEs, you know, getting ready for however the contest takes shape?
Yes, we actually are trying to have all the contests be filled this year, and I think we're pretty close to that. We have only like one or two that we still need groups for, but other than that, we've had a really good turnout for those contests this year with people who want to be in them and be active, which is really good.
You mentioned earlier that your membership this year is a bit smaller because of COVID.
Yeah, we've lost a bunch of seniors last year, and we have a smaller 8th grade class because we include 8th graders. But
if students have to be in quarantine, you know, off and on throughout this semester, has that made, you know, doing stuff as a chapter any difficult?
It has. Me personally, I've been quarantined 3 different times. So it's been difficult to, like, do meetings. I know people have had to come to meetings via Zoom and online and stuff. And during our fruit sales, perhaps, like, we had to, you know, do mostly online fruit sales if you were in quarantine or anything. And if you're in quarantine, you also have to practice with your group if you're in a contest through Zoom or Google Meets or something. But I think we've done a really good job of maneuvering through that and doing pretty well.
And I'm just thinking back to the meals. Would you want to explain a bit more of what you guys do for that program?
So we work with the foods group through our school, and they make us a list for 8 to 10 families for 2 or 3 meals a day over winter break, which is about 12 days long. And they make us a healthy, like, sort of grocery list, and then we take it to the store, and we go pick up all the food so that they can have. And then we take it back to the school, and we put it all and package it all and make sure that we have everything in these bags for all these different families. And then we take it to the police officers, and they take it to the people that we've chosen to give it out to so that they can have food over Christmas break.
You know, why do you think, you know, like this and the 3 C's drive, why do you think that's, you know, something important for the FFA chapter to do?
It's important because we like to give back to the community, because the community supports us in everything that we do. They support us in through the alumni or through donations that they give us. So we always think that it's good to give back to the community that supports us so that we can all be together as like a whole in a good way.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, as we talked with Panorama FFA President Claire Woodworth once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.